Amen.
Let's just sing that song again in 239. In the spirit.
Oh, speak me love.
Let's turn over to our Bible now to Exodus chapter 17. Lay right on our feet and open our Bible to Exodus chapter 17. Let's turn on our feet. Open your Bible to Exodus chapter 17. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Father, for your presence and your glory that has flooded us already. Excellent Daddy, as we move forward now in our service to fellowship around the world, come and take control of our heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, so far in this service, oh God, we thank you, our God, because you have been so faithful to us. Thank you for all that has been done so far. Receive all the glory and all the honor in the name of Jesus Christ. Excellent God, bless our heart tonight, oh God. Don't allow us to go back and remain the same. In our spiritual exercise, in our spiritual journey, Papa, may there be a plus at the end of this service in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, wonderful God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Exodus chapter 17 from verse 8. Amen. Are we there now in Exodus chapter 17? I am reading verse 8 to 16. Then, the continuation of the thought I have since last Sunday in the Bible school. Sorry, in the Sunday school. One could be completed today, but gave it another title. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel at where? Rephidim. Lord, bless now your word unto our heart, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. The entrance of your word brings life. And that is our desire for being here. We want to be better children of God. We want to be judged now, than then we shall not be judged. Help us there for this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ. Excellent God, put me aside, for I am a man, and what can I do? The author and the writer of the word, come and speak by yourself to your children in the name of Jesus Christ. For they are your people, Lord. Have your way indeed, Papa, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let everything, Papa, that we call distraction be brought under absolute subjection to you in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may sit down, church. Hallelujah. I continue. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow, I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So, Joshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Amen. But when Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hand, the one on one side and the other on the other side, and his hand were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and the people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ear of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Amen. Amen. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah for he is our banner. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. May the Lord bless it of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to conclude the topic I started on Sunday. I titled it The Amalek. The title of the topic is The Amalek. Or you can put it the Amalekai. Hallelujah. We know the story very well. Sermon of Force, Bible reader, we are familiar with this story. And intercessors also, they are very much familiar with this story. But I want to go another dimension with it today. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, what the Amalek did to Israel was so painful to God. It was so painful to God until God himself swore that he personally will make war with them from generation to generation. That is evident that that country is in trouble. Amen? That country is in trouble. That person is in trouble. That man is in trouble. That woman is in trouble. That God will say, I will make war with you from your generation to generation. In fact, it will be better that generation is no longer existing. Amen? Because if that thing happened, it had become a generational curse. Because young men will come out in that lineage and go to university, they will struggle to come out. Go to National Youth Service, they will struggle to come out. Get job, Mokocho. If they get at all, they will work for 20 years, no promotion. Young women will come out so beautiful, so pretty, but no man will say, Nne, how are you? Do you know like people like that? There's a women like that. There's a women like that. One came to my office one day, he said, Pastor, I am now 45. Nobody has said, how are you? He has a good job. It's well to do. Has class. I mean, she has class. But nobody say, nah, how are you? Amen? Hallelujah. And because there are something that say, in this lineage, nobody will move forward. But God made that statement and God mean it. Hallelujah. God mean it. Praise the Lord. Because if you go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 25, hallelujah, go to Deuteronomy chapter 25. When they are about to enter the land, Moses, in his farewell speech to Israel, he remind them of the problem within them and Amalek. In Deuteronomy chapter 25 and from verse 17. Amen. Hallelujah. Then Moses, in verse 17, remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way when ye were coming out from Egypt. How he made thee by the way and smote the hindermost of thee, even all that were feeble behind thee when thou wert faint and weary, and have fear not God. They went behind. Remember, the wilderness journey, it was not an easy journey. Follow me. That wilderness journey was not an easy journey. Follow me. And then, along the journey, some of them were already tired. Some sick. Amen. And when Amalek wanted to attack them, Amalek targeted those ones that have no resistance. Amen. When Amalek wanted to attack them, they targeted those ones that had no resistance. And that was why God said, put it down in a book. I personally, God, I will make war with them from generation to generation. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, the question is, who is Amalek? Amen. Who is Amalek? Who were they? Hallelujah. We go to the book of Genesis chapter 36. Genesis chapter 36. Amen. I hope you are following. Genesis chapter 36 from verse 10. So we went to Genesis chapter 36, which is the genealogy of Esau, the brother of Jacob, who got changed to Israel. Are you following now? Are you following now? Because he's coming home. He's coming home. Amen? In the book of Genesis chapter 36, you will see the genealogy of Esau, or the lineage of Esau. Amen? A twin brother of Jacob. Hallelujah. So from verse 10, these are the names of Esau's son. Esau, the half-brother of Jacob, who got changed to Israel. Esau's son. Eliphaz, the son of Adah, the wife of Esau. Reuel, the son of Bashemad, the wife of Esau. And the sons of Eliphaz were Timan, Omar, Zephor, and Getam, and Kines. And Timnah was who? Was what? Was what? To who? The son of? And she do what? He bought him who? She bought him who? Hallelujah. So, Amalek and Israel, they have a blood connection. Is it true? Amalek and Israel had a blood link. Is it true? They have a blood link. So, the person that came out to withstand him was his brother. Amen? Is it true? The person that came out now to withstand him was his own flesh. Is it correct? The man that came out against him and refuted him was his own flesh. Amen. We are going somewhere. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, Amalek was part of Israel. Amen. So, it was his own flesh, and blood that came out against him to withstand him from moving forward. Somewhere, God even say, mention the people that will not enter the host of the Lord. Amalek was one of them. Amen? Amalek were not to enter. Amalek, Ammonite, Moabite, they were not to enter the host of the Lord under the old covenant. They were not to be accepted in the army of God. Praise the Lord. And these three nations, if you examine them, they were all bastard children. Amen. Ammonite and Moabite, they were children of Lord, children by their father. I hope you know that. Moabite, we are children of Lord. When he entered the bush and stayed there alone, he pregnant the first daughter, and God born a son. He called his name Ammon. When he presented, when the second daughter had seen that her senior sister had presented by their father, he went also to meet the father to sit with him. And the father presented her, he gave his own birth again to his own son and called his name Moab. From there, he had Moabite. Now you notice that the children of the Amalek was who? It was a son of Esau, quite all right, but it was a concubine. It was a son of a concubine. Amen? Now, if you notice, these children, they are products of mere fleshly enjoyment. Are you following me? All the children, they were product of fleshly pleasure. At the time, Eliphaz, the son of Esau, went to that concubine, it was not with the intention to produce children. It was pleasure. Amen? Sister, when you went to your boyfriend to sleep with you, it was not to have children, it was for pleasure. Is it correct? That is why children of such pleasure are called bastard. Am I right? Why they look at me? Amen? That is why they gave it a name. When the result come, doctor or science gave it a name, they call it unwanted pregnancy. Unwanted pregnancy. Because when I went here, I was not looking for pregnancy. Are you getting me now? When I went in, I was not looking for pregnancy. What were you looking for? Pleasure. Amen? So, the result of such children, it is mere flesh. It is pure flesh. And such children, if you examine them, they are bundle of flesh. Except by ordination. Except by ordination. If you examine them out of 100, 5 can be something better. The rest is a bundle of flesh. Stubborn and troublemakers. He that appear in a family, there will be problem. He that appear in any family, there will be problem. Because it's a bundle of flesh. Amen? They don't have value for any spiritual thing. They are earthly bound people. The thing that pleases them is the thing that pleases the flesh. They are 100% carnal minded. You cannot rehabilitate them. You cannot reorient them. Amen? Hallelujah. Tell them in their lineage. There's a story in the book of Judges. Judges chapter 8 and chapter 9. Amen? The story of Gideon. If you want to read it, you want to read it? Judges chapter 8. Go to the book of Judges. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 29 of book of Judges, chapter 8. Hallelujah. This story is about Gideon. Praise God. Let's go to verse 30. And Gideon had how many children? He had 70 sons of his body, begotten for him, let me take it again. And Gideon had 70 of his body begotten, for he had many wives. And his concubine that was in Shechem also, she also bare him a son whose name was called Abimelech. Amen. Go to chapter 9 from verse 1 to 5. Amen. And Abimelech, the son of Jeroboam, you know his name was later changed to Jeroboam, Gideon. Amen. I hope you know that. The son of Jeroboam went to Shechem unto his mother's brethren. Amen. And commune with them and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, speak, I pray you, in the ears of the men of Shechem, whether it is better for you, either that all the sons of Jeroboam, which are 70, reign over you, or that one reign over you. Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh. Amen? And his mother brethren pray with him in the ear of all the men of Shechem, all this world, and their heart inclined to follow Abimelech. And they say, he is our brother. And they gave him 70 of silver out of the house of Barret, wherewith Abimelech hired vain and lied persons, which followed him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, because of time, on your own, go and read the whole other chapter. Amen. This young man, in order to reign over his brethren, he went in there with some people and murdered 70 sons of Gideon. Amen. The real true children of a married woman, the ritual of the married wife, was all slaughtered by the son of the concubine, so that he can now come and reign over the family. Amen. So, though they were born in that house, were plotted against by the concubine son. Amen. Treason in every family, natural family. Go back to your own natural family now. I have my own case too. My own natural family. You there, dear? You see there? Hallelujah! I've been trying to trace the story of Absalom, because David had many wives and plenty concubines. Because no true son, hallelujah, will plot against his own father. He did not only do that, if you remember the matter between Absalom and Amnon. Amnon is supposed to be the first son, the son of Ahinoam. His mother was Ahinoam, the first wife of David, followed by Abigail, the wife of Naboth. Amen? He created the wife of Naboth, joined his own. Because Naboth, what? He called Naboth the son of Belial. When he died, he took his wife. Amen? So Ahinoam and Abigail were the wife. Absalom, the Bible says she was the daughter of the king of Goshite. When David ran to go and hide, and when he ran away from Saul, when he got there, he got a wife or a concubine. Then he born him Absalom. When Amnon deceived Tamar, the sister of Absalom, Absalom heard it and pretended that all was well. But he told his friend, I will deal with Amnon. Wait. Either in the day of body of our father or my own body, I will deal with him. And you know the story. How he organized a bad day, and then the Bible says he insulted his servant, see Amnon, give him wine, well, well. When you know that he's drunk, go there, kill him. Someone said, no, I will not kill him. He said, have I not commanded you? I say, kill him. I am your order. I am giving you order. Kill him. And what happened? They killed Amnon in that party. And when Absalom knew that Amnon, his brother, had been killed by his instruction, Amnon ran to his mother's family to go and hide himself. Amen. Absalom. He ran to his ikunne and got hide himself. I speak in tongues. He went and hide himself in his father's, his mother's village. When he came back from his mother's village, he launched another plot. This time around, the Bible says he will dress up himself because David had the heart of Christ. David, his father, had the heart of Christ. David forgave him and asked him to come back. And when he came back, he started another plot. Absalom will dress up and stand down at the outer court of the compound. Any person that came, Absalom will tell them, if they have given me your judgment, that judgment could have been to your favor. If I was the one that presided over your case, that case would be to your favor. She will gradually bind the heart of the people to himself. Amen. He will gradually bind his heart to the people, bind the people's heart to himself. And eventually, he succeeded. And gathered some vain people after he received support from his mother's people. And what did he do? He went to a corner and declared himself the king of Israel. And plotted a coup. The faith coup that take place in the United Kingdom of Israel. It was by one son of David. One religious son. Amen. No good son will plot against the father. The first son that plot against the father, he was overthrown. It was Lucifer. Amen. He succeeded and overthrew his father. The father had to run away for his dear life and abandon the kingdom for him. And he ruled the kingdom for some time. Amen. Amen. He seek advice from Ahithophel. Praise God. He seek advice from Ahithophel. And then they say that instead of him to sleep with his father's wife inside the bedroom, he went to the housetop so that the whole world will see. And disgrace his father. Which kind of son be that? Which type of son is that? Amen. You see the way he died in the war. When three caught him on the neck and hang him from his source. Hallelujah. So if you look at all these children of this night, they were nothing but flesh. Praise God. We are looking at the natural, now we shall come to the spiritual. They are nothing but flesh. And they are all troublemakers. If you have women among them, hey, it's worse. It's worse. Very few, I say, if you have 1,000, you may have also 10 that are spiritually minded. They are always on the negative side. Anything that pleases them is war. If they are in the church here, if you add them not to pay the mouth, they, instead of using a lipstick, they will go and use the very light one, the white one. Instead of red one, they will use the white one. Amen. Flesh. 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 Amen. Now, if you notice, when Israel came out from Egypt, where were they going to? They were going to their promised land. Amen. They were on their way to where? To their promised land. Just as you and I today, we are in our own spiritual journey to our own promised land. From the story there, you saw it. It was his own flesh that came out to withstand him from going to his promised land. Amen? It was their own flesh that opposed them from going to their promised land. Amen. Because Amalek was a type of flesh. It is what the flesh is today to every believer. Are you following me? Amalek is what the flesh is today to every believer. The greatest opposition that every believer has today is your flesh. And that's all right, I say, my enemies are around me and they are within. When you are singing, if you understand what you are singing. They are within, they are around me. Around me by what I see, by what I hear, by what I smell, by what I feel. Within me by what I think, by what I imagine, by what I picture, by what I think. Amen. Now, what is the essence of all this? If you know, if you see, flesh will hinder your spiritual growth. Flesh will not allow you for the whole potential that God has deposited in you to manifest. Amen. Flesh will never allow you to enter your rest. Amen. That is the highest problem we have today. It's a serious opposition to our spiritual progress. Flesh. 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 Like we said last Sunday, what is flesh? When you say flesh, 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 is it just my body of flesh and blood? But the Bible let us know that flesh has its own manifestation or attribute of identifications. To know whether I am in the flesh or in the spirit. Amen. Because if we must succeed, then we must overcome the flesh. Certainty. Amen. If we must grow spiritually, we must overcome flesh. When you say somebody is carnal, carnality, 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 what are you saying? He is fleshly minded. Could be a bishop, could be a pastor, could be a sister, could be a brother. He's fleshly minded. Amen. Because there are so many here, the only thing that gives you joy, that gives you excitement, is those things that pleases your flesh. So many. You will not grow spiritually. God will not use you to the level he wanted to use you. Amen. God himself will not be able to use you within the level he wants to use you. Because in the book of Genesis chapter 6, God said, my spirit will no longer strive with man because he is flesh. Hallelujah. Your full spiritual potential will not be fully realized because of flesh. Amen. Amen. Why are we going this way? It is because we have just concluded our Holy Ghost baptism. And the reason God knowing that we cannot do it by ourselves. That is why he said, in order to realize his purpose of creating us, he himself had to come and live inside of us. Now the Holy Ghost has come. Amen. To give us power to overcome the flesh. Amen. To give us power to overcome the flesh. Praise the Lord. Now, somebody that I was not here or you were late, I'll be wondering, what did he mean? Flesh. Hallelujah. Flesh had its manifestation. You saw in the Bible every day. Jesus said in the book of Revelation chapter 3, amen, verse 21 and 22. He said, he that overcome. Amen. He that overcome. We sit with me upon my throne, even as I overcome, and I sat with my Father's throne. Amen. Praise the Lord. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Galatians chapter 5 from verse 16. Amen. If you notice here, did I say then, walk in the spirit and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For what? For the flesh lusteth against who? And the spirit against who? And these are contrary to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. The physical Amalek, God told them, I will make war with you from generation to generation. So the believer, the Holy Ghost, is at war every time with the flesh. Amen. So the physical Amalek, Jehovah said, I will not leave you alone for generation to generation. There will be a problem between me and you. And today, the Holy Ghost and the believer, there is a war between your flesh and the Spirit of God. Because when the Holy Ghost wants you to do a thing to the glory of God, the flesh will resist you. Amen. Sometimes the flesh comes in the way of fear. Fear will cut you. Amen. For example, one testimony was shared here one Friday night. That sister that the landlord appeared as a snake. Who was there that night? Not in the dream. Physical snake. Not in the dream. Big black snake. Not in the dream. Physical. Amen. It will take the grace of God for you to stand. Especially those who are so much afraid of snake. If not the bold type of boldness that came from the Holy Ghost, you cannot stand. Because the husband ran away. Because God did not commission the husband for that battle. Amen. It wasn't the husband that God commissioned for that battle. Because when he gives you an assignment, he will back you up. The boldness that make us to stand, that was God in action. It was God in action. It was no longer that woman. Because it was the spiritual warfare. Amen. The one that had not that mandate, the one that had not that mandate, when he came as a man in the body of flesh and blood, when he saw the snake, fear caught him. Because right now, there is still enmity between human being and animal kingdom. Because the snake they are talking about, it wasn't just a little reptile. A snake that had prepared for attack. And only Joe has swelled up. And he was throwing his tongue. Fam. Will you stand? He thanked God. The woman said, I will not run. I know you. You are that woman. I will not run. Because he had the boldness. That was the type of the anointing that God gave the early Christian. That when they kill them, another one will step forward. Amen. Hallelujah.
The soldiers that say, I will not fear the battle.
I will not fear the battle because the first thing the first thought is to bring fear upon us. And when fear caught you, the anointing will leave you. That's why God always say, fear not. Amen. Hallelujah. Fear not. I will not fear the battle. Praise the Lord. What were the battle? Brethren, there are so many battles we are fighting today. Trials and temptation, hunger, difficulty, business failure, no husband. I will not fear the battle. When the battle rages on, will you stand or will you change your mind and compromise and look for shorter cut and solution? I will not fear the battle. Amen. Hallelujah. The highest opposition every believer has today is flesh. But the Holy Ghost has come. That is the good news. The good news is that the Holy Ghost has come. That's why we say that the Comforter has come and abide in me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So when our pastor will say sometimes, he say that the grace or the Holy Ghost you receive word for you to enable you to overcome your flesh. Amen. The Holy Ghost will say we comfort that we receive, we have been able to overcome the flesh. Because so many of us, the flesh is still giving us painful. You cannot resist him. You cannot even say no. You are being held captive and given painful until you have no choice but to obey. Yet, you say you have the Holy Ghost. If you have the Holy Ghost, you should have a power of resistance. For the anointing upon you is to succeed. To overcome. Because we are just finished our June camp. We want to see a change. A noticeable change in the church. Among sisters, among brothers. We want to see less carnality, less gossip, less hatred, less unforgiveness. The problem of this church is unforgiveness, unforgiveness, unforgiveness. Somebody offend you, you can't forgive him. You are offending God every day and they're asking God to forgive you. But you are owing somebody forgiveness. Some people in this church, they still hate somebody with passion. Perfect hatred with passion. If he mentions his name, their stomach will turn. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Do you have the Holy Ghost? Remember I told you last Sunday about William Branham? Amen. Somebody insulted him. Insulted him, insulted him, insulted him, insulted him. Why the man insulted so much, his angel appeared and say, what do we want me to do to him now? Say it. His angel appeared and tell me what you want me to do to him now. Amen? He insulted the servant of God, insulted him, and the angel appeared. Just like the case of Moses, Miriam, and Aaron. When they were just abusing Moses, the Bible says the glory of God appeared at the door of the meeting, tent of meeting. Where that man was insulting William Branham, his angel appeared and said, tell me what you want me to do to him now. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? If out of anger he has said, I want him dropped dead. Nothing could have hit him. Maybe he would just sneeze or cough and collapse. And they rush to the hospital and that is the end.
But will Abraham say, when the angel asked that question, will Abraham say, I forgive him?
The angel turned around and said, that is what I expected you to say.
Amen.
The angel said, that is what I expected you to say. Is it the mind of God? Is it the mind of God?
But what if the man was tense up because of the insult? And there and then he could have said, smite him blind.
He will smite him blind, but God will not be pleased.
Amen?
Hallelujah. It could have been a case of Moses smiting the rock, the water came out, but God was not pleased.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. So, flesh must be brought under control. That is why the Holy Ghost was given to us. John chapter 15. Quickly. Now, wait. Wait. Let's conclude this one here. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. For the flesh lusted against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the thing that ye will. But if ye be led in the spirit, ye are not under the law. And I say, you cannot be led by the spirit except you have the spirit.
You cannot be led by the spirit if you don't have the spirit. Evidence will show. If you are led by your flesh, you will manifest your flesh carnality.
Amen.
You cannot give out what you do not have. That is why you must not joke with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You must not presume. You must not just assume I have it.
Because you pray for somebody, headache disappear. Or I want to hit you, fall down.
But if you believe by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. When you cannot forgive somebody, do you have the Holy Ghost? If you have the Holy Ghost, your heart will be full of love and mercy.
It's not religion. It is not religion. It is not position. Not because I am a pastor. It is not position.
If you have the Holy Ghost, your heart will be full of mercy and love. Certainty.
It is not negotiable.
Amen? Because it is God in the inside of you. God cannot be contrary. God cannot be there and you have so much unforgiveness and you can hate somebody with passion.
They say, want to kill him. Kill him. Don't mind that, yeah, boy. Don't mind that, yeah, girl. You have nothing but a religious spirit. Amen. You have nothing but a spiritual spirit. I don't care how much you shout hallelujah and jump up and dance and fall down and get up.
Amen. You still have your pride. You have your ego. He has not disappeared until you see yourself like a little child. For Jesus said, he said we are converted and become like little children, we cannot enter the kingdom. Why are you carrying your pride, your ego, your position? How can you enter? You'll be too fat because the door is too small. That is nothing but flesh. Flesh, flesh, flesh in display.
And they call it carnality. Brethren, we are going somewhere. This is a serious business. A call for so much pride to be paid. You want to enter this thing, you will lose your pride, you will lose your ego, you will lose your position.
It will cost you something. Apostle Paul said, whatever I want in the world, I lost all of them. I even count them shit.
Because I want to win Christ. But the people don't want to pay price. But they quit to sing, see you in the rapture. Okay, may I see you there in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Then he said, please follow me. Galatians chapter 5 verse 18. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. Mention them for me, please. Number one. Number two. Start again. Number one. Number two. Call it again. Number one. Number two. Call it again. Number one. Number two. Call it again. Number one. Number two. Because they are the commonest one. They are the commonest one. If the Lord come now, because he's the one that knows your secret and my secret. If the Lord come now, come and play our video. Some of us go hide our face on this, in our seat. Some of us will get up, pretend to go and urinate and leave the church. Amen. Some of us will go to urinate. Because he's the commonest one. You must bring your body under control. You must bring your appetite under control. You must bring your feeling, your emotion under control. Under control. You must not go about defiling your body at will. Anytime they are a fornication spirit, come and stand by your side. You are looking for a girl. You are looking for a man. For you are a servant to whosoever you serve. Amen. That is why we receive the Holy Ghost. It will be able to bring our flesh under control. Even when the temptation comes, we can say no and stand by it. And when you do that, the angel will come back and stand with you, because the angel will be very, very happy. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, adultery, fornication, uncleanness. This includes masturbation, lust. Hallelujah. Masturbation. What they call? What they call oral sex is included here. Uncleanness. Amen. Lasciviousness. Adultery. Witchcraft. Now, so many believers may say, that one no concern me. I know the for that one. I am not guilty of this one. I am guilty of the other one, but this one, I know the inside. I am not a witch. Every act of disobedience is witchcraft. Every act of disobedience is witchcraft. For God tells Saul, don't you know that disobedience is worse than witchcraft? Hatred, sister, hatred. Touch your sister, say hatred. Touch her, you didn't say Bible, you know stuff for Bible. Touch your sister, say hatred. Touch him now. Why not touch him? The fear him. Touch and say hatred. Touch him, oh. She said, you don't touch anybody. Touch somebody. You don't touch anybody. Touch him. Do you know why? This one is too rampant among sisters. It's too rampant. It is rampant among sisters. Hatred and malice. It's too much among sisters. Keeping malice. Because of them, they go chase it. You go to, if you notice that it's not for front, you go back. Before they say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, you don't reach the gate. Because you don't want to see the sister. Amen. It is flesh. If you are seen easily hurt somebody because of one little offense, you keep malice, you won't greet you. If you get sister, sister, good morning. Amen. Sister, good morning. Inside church. Inside church. See you in the rapture.
thread. Do you mean the Holy Ghost in this idea? Bible says God is love. And you said you have the Holy Ghost. And you can hate.
Oh God.
Bible says God is love. And you say you have the Holy Ghost. But you are hating. You are hating now, brother, sister. You are hating. And you are not hiding it that you hate him. You are not hiding that you hate her. You are not hiding it. And yet you have the Holy Ghost. Oh.
Hey. The Lord will help us.
Because we are just concluding the Holy Ghost baptism now. Let's get challenged. Let's get challenged. Amen. Hallelujah. Famine of fault is bodily weakness. We are so weak to it that we cannot help it. If you notice, that songwriter said, murmurs of self will. Murmuring of self will.
I don't do them again, no. In Jesus' name, I'm not going to do them again. In Jesus' name, I'm not going to do them again.
That is murmuring of self will.
Amen. May we receive, by the power we receive now, enable us to overcome in the name of Jesus Christ.
Adultery, wickedness, hatred, variance, emulation. Sister, say emulation.
Because this one also is rampant among sisters. Brother, say emulation too, because brother, they emulate too. Say emulation, brother.
You know you cannot buy that home theater because you go to the house of faith and say, home theater, they hungry you. You go do 419.
It's an emulation.
Because you saw the home theater, the moment you develop appetite for home theater, even though your salary cannot reach it, how do you want to buy it?
You see? It's an emulation. It's an emulation.
Amen?
It's an emulation. It is the work of the flesh. It is carnality.
Because you see that sister tied Hollandese and come to church this Sunday. All your attention is in that Hollandese. When we are singing some book, we are looking at your book and looking at the Hollandese.
You see? Then next tomorrow you go and fight your husband. After since I come to this house, not only this wax they buy for me. Then everybody want Hollandese.
That is emulation. It is flesh. It is what?
Flesh.
You must be content by what you have. Bible says religion with contentment is a great gain. Let's stop pretending and face reality. So that when we are singing, singing in the rapture, we know we mean business. Hallelujah. Wrath, anger, strife, sedition, heresies, envy.
This is an among gifted sisters. Envy among gifted sisters. Brother, know the drum. Now, sister, the drum, well. Envy. Then they envy one another, well. Among gifted sisters. I know then they are closer to me. Then they envy, well.
Envy. Because the great. The Bible says everybody will minister according to the measure of grace of God upon you. Some, he gave them 30-fold. Some, 60-fold. Some, 100-fold. Therefore, you cannot go beyond 60-50 what he gave you. Therefore, it will be wrong for you to begin to envy the person operating at 60. The problem with them is that they don't know Bible. No Bible, they can't do that. Because you must not go beyond the grace of God allotted to you. It cannot.
operating within the measure of grace allotted to you. Because professor, they call phone number, call address, call housetop, call local government, call village, call town, call state. No, don't mean I must come and call state too. Because he's operating at the level of the grace given to him. Amen. Because I know so many of them, they will call them after the minister say, why said they call them up and down? Why they call them? It is the way they no fit call them. Why they call them? Why they call them? What is he trying to do? He tried to bring her to her level. Amen. If you know your scripture, you will not do that. You cannot pray beyond the measure of grace given to you. And when God wants to reward you, he will reward you upon the measure of that grace. Praise the Lord. May they hear in Jesus' name. He said, envy, murder, hallelujah, you may not kill with cutlass. You may not shoot with gun, but you can kill him with your mouth. Murderer. Don't think it's only with cutlass and machete and gun. You can kill with your mouth. You can take your mouth and kill somebody. He will die flat. In fact, for the next one, you never recover. You enter coma. You will take your mouth and send somebody to coma. To utter confusion. Amen? Drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. They are more than this, oh, because they didn't put malice here. There's no malice there. They didn't write gossip there. Gossip is among them too. Gossip. They didn't write gossip there. So gossip is among them. Any other one can remember? They didn't put lie in there. Liar. They didn't put lie in there. So liar too, they there. It's work of flesh. Any other one? Cheating. Cheating. Unfaithfulness. Untrustworthy. Stealing. Stealing. Malice. There are plenty. Stealing. Stealing by trick. Pride. Arrogance. Puff off. Ego. Anger. There are plenty. All they are work of the flesh. And we are expected to overcome them. If you are a believer, you are still in them, you are not receiving the Holy Ghost yet. You have not received. You are only a church member. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, what are we saying? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the Lord say, in the book of John, chapter 15, praise God, chapter 15, from verse 1 to 5, amen. So that you can know what you have received, what it's all about. So you know that your life is being lined up. From verse 1 to 5, John Gospel chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth no fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth much more fruit. Sister, brother, you that are complaining, have you seen the reason now? You say you are trying, you are caring, you are kind, you are clean, you are pure in your heart, pure in your mouth, pure in your body, yet you are still passing difficulty. What is the problem? Amen? Brother, you are caring, taking care of ministers, taking care of pastors. Yeah, business is not moving forward the way they expected it. He had to pay school fees. He had to pay rent. Have you seen the meaning here now? The one that is bearing fruit, God said, I will prune it to bring forth much more fruit. Every step of success, amen, every step of success will open a chapter for trial. every step of success in the pilgrim journey open you. Every step you succeed, if you climb another step, you will wait there and be tested there. When you pass it, you will take it to another step. There also, you'll be tested. Amen. Hallelujah. He poured it to bring forth much more fruit. You have to purge it. Amen. Now, ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abided in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth much more fruit. For ye can't do nothing. For without me, you can do nothing. For without me, you can do nothing. He knows that. That is why he came to dwell in our heart. Amen. God himself knows that without him, we can do nothing. That is why he came to dwell in our heart. To enable us to succeed. To enable us to overcome. To enable us to achieve results. To enable us to bear fruit. Amen. Therefore, if you say you were fully baptized, the evidence must come. The evidence must come. The evidence must come. That was why last Sunday we were saying that now, after the Holy Ghost baptism, now, pastor, we have less problem. Deacons, we have less problem. They will settle less cases. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have engaged a sister and you know the reason for engaging her was not to marry her, you can now go and tell her, sister, sorry, I didn't mean it. I don't get money yet. You can tell her, go and tell her, be bold, tell her, sister, I am sorry, I didn't mean it, I don't have money yet. Sure. That will make you more, if that sister understand, you'll be more honorable. Don't engage in her 1 year. Bokocho. 2 years. Bokocho. 3 years. Bokocho. 4 years. Bokocho. Sister, where are we going to village? Wait, I'm expecting something. There's a business I'm expecting. When are we going to a village? Sister, wait, there's a business I'm expecting. When is business going to come? Go and tell her, sister, I am sorry, I didn't mean it. I never have money yet. You'll be more honorable. And sister, if he tell you so, listen to him. Or else, you go wait and get gray hair. And by chance, you go pass, the real man will pass you. Because when the real man come, you say, I am engaged. God help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So, we conclude by saying that if the Holy Ghost is there, just as the flesh has its own attribute, so also that the Spirit itself has its own attribute. Amen. The Spirit has its own attribute. If you are receiving him, indeed, if you plant your corn, the first rain came. When the first rain come and hit that corn, before 5 days, you go see and tip. You will see it tip, it to break the ground, and you know. Amen? 3 days, 3 days. They say 3 days. It to break the ground and come. Therefore, if you are receiving it in June, by September ending towards October, there should be a noticeable changes. Now we can't cure this is at the good self. Now wow, if you have this is at the behavior these days, now something don't happen. It don't change you. My man now need to fight again. Need to quarrel again for yard. Now wow, and then they greet everybody every day, every day. Everybody with them is very, very happy. What thing they happen, self? Now Holy Ghost don't come. Because there must be change. There must be change. Hallelujah. There must be change. Let's go back to Galatians. Because we are seeing the work of the flesh. Let's go and see the spirit own now. So they go nowhere to have the Holy Ghost. You that hear somebody with passion, perfect hatred. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Some people in this church, their problem is unforgiveness. And they will not hide it that I have not forgiven you. Because the way they will relate with you, you will know this person has something against you. But he will be very, very diplomatic. If you try to be diplomatic, you go, Sister Hannah, Sister Hannah, how are the children now? It's just being diplomatic inside church. Diplomacy inside church. Ah, God will help us. Amen. Diplomacy inside church. Inside church, diplomacy. End time message church, somebody will be playing diplomacy. End time message church. End time message church, the pinnacle or the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's serious. Hallelujah. You know, if you have something again at your sister, why not call her and sit her down? Sister, this is bad for me now. You know, I haven't forgiven you, but today I'm forgiving you. Then playing diplomacy with them. And when you have opportunity to share that you don't like her, you go share I'm koro koro, she go no. Amen. You go share I'm koro koro, she go no. Then they go see you in the rapture. See you in the rapture. Do you know there's a piece inside the church? If they say shake one another, they will tell people they will shake. There will tell people they are going to shake, ladies and gentlemen. Then go take a idea, dance and pass you and come here. What is a church? End time message church? People that say they have received the Holy Ghost and are waiting for the voice of the seventh thunder. That is terrible. There are people that we greet, some people don't greet them. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go to verse 22, Galatians chapter 5. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you there now? Verse 22. Because the flesh has its own attribute, so also the spirit has its own attribute that is displayed in the life of a believer. It says they are what? But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Number two? Number three? Number four? Number five? Number six? Number seven? Number eight? Number nine? Amen? The Spirit has its own attribute. This is the evidence that you will display. Brother, sister, minister, pastor, give the sister, choir, security, everybody, this is the fruit. This is the fruit. You cannot have Holy Ghost instead of love you hate. And you cannot have Holy Ghost instead of joy. Every time face. No joy. Your joy is only when your pocket is full of naira and dollars. Amen. Your joy is no longer in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your joy is based on the amount of the carnal thing you will be able to acquire. Go and save her. You are happy because you are buying that Lexus car. You are happy because you are buying the Warriors and Ntorika and Hollandis. You are happy because every day you cook cow leg and Oboroko. You are happy because you change you every day. That is your joy. Amen. You are happy because your pocket, your purse is always laden with 5 new naira, 1,000 naira notes. That is where your joy is titled. You have not received the Holy Ghost because what is keeping you happy is not joy in the Holy Ghost. Because when you receive the Holy Ghost, whether there's naira, there's no naira, there is joy. But there's something inside that giving you hope. I don't know why you do catch me. There is something inside that are giving you hope. Because one of the fruit is faith. Your faith is giving you hope. That is why your joy is not tied down to the one you are seeing now. Because there is faith and there is hope. So you are joyful. Amen. And so joy, when you are provoked, it does not last. You can be provoked because you are a human being, but that provocation does not last because there's a cushion inside. There's a shock absorber. Serious shock absorber. Hallelujah. We gave an example last Sunday that motor without shock on the bar, like Molue. When you enter gallop, you hear, bang, 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 bang. Even those inside will shake. And the sand in the body will fall down. Some knot will lose position. But the one with shock on the bar, when you enter gallop, you will hear, chick. If you see better car, when it enters shock gallop, you will hear chick. Because it had shock absorber. Shock absorber. There was a serious shock, but the shock did what? Capture it. Like a house without thunderstorm. If there's a blast of thunder, and you have the house that had that thunder protector, you will hear the sound, but it will magnetize and bury it on the earth. So, if you still have a Holy Ghost, and then the evidence that you have is that when you are highly provoked, is there any shock absorber? Can you display the shock absorber? Because the Holy Ghost has come. Or you will explode like Molue that enter gallop. Amen. Hallelujah. Or it will react like a brand new car. And you are still going. And they will wonder, wow, this woman said, he shot the quiet man. You see, the kind of way that woman tell him, he know he didn't do anything. He know he didn't stay. No. He pain him, but they are shock absorber. What you tell him, pain him, but they are shock absorber. Hallelujah. There is shock absorber. She can come back to you after 3 days. Sister, what you tell me that day? I didn't like it. After days, she will come to let you know she was annoyed. That's what a Christian should do. The one that had the Holy Ghost, not a candidate to Holy Ghost. Because today, there are so many candidates to the Holy Ghost that are claiming that they have it. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Please bear with me. I will soon finish. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, peace, long suffering, It has to do with your trials. Because temptation will come. Trial will come. Amen. Occasion will occur. You will exhaust your patience and apply your long suffering. Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And if the Holy Ghost is there, you don't struggle for peace. You don't struggle for joy. You don't struggle for gentleness. You don't struggle for goodness. You don't struggle for meekness. You don't struggle for faith. You don't struggle for temperance. It is a natural thing. It is natural because the spirit itself has taken command of the spirit man. And then it will begin to radiate of its own. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Because brethren, Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. Are you there? Revelation chapter 3. Hallelujah. Verse 21 and 22, I want us to read it together. Verse 21 and 22, let's read it together. Are you there? Where to go? Amen. Can we read it again? Where to go? Read it again. Hallelujah. We must overcome. Come. We are commissioned to overcome. Amen. It is only he that overcome that will sit on the throne. I don't want to go to that area. Amen. It is only he that overcome that will sit on the throne. And who are those that overcome? That's not on the throne. The bride, of course. The bride of Christ. Because it's the throne of judgment in the kingdom 8. If you go to the book of Revelation chapter 20 verse 2, the Bible says, and thrones were set, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given. That judgment is not judgment to condemnation, but judgment unto reward. Amen. He that overcome for the bride, there will be a throne. That is why we must aspire and desire to overcome. You must not allow the flesh to give you permanent pinfall until it becomes your character and your nature and your identity. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you look at Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, it said there, I can do all things through Christ. Who do what? Who do what? Who do what? So you cannot say you can overcome. You cannot say you can overcome. If you have him inside, you cannot say you cannot overcome. You can say no. And it will remain no. Because it's no longer you. It is no longer you. It is not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. It is not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. In me, in me, in me, in me. It is not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. If he's there, you can't overcome. Somebody say, I can overcome. Say, I can overcome. Say it again. 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 Because Christ is inside. It is no longer by your power. It is no longer by self-will. As that songwriter say, it is no longer by self-will, but by the power of the indwelling spirit. But by the power of the indwelling spirit. That is why we can overcome. Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. He was doing something there, and God tell him something. Amen. Hallelujah. Chapter 12, verse 9. Amen. He said here. Okay, let me read verse 8 so we can understand what he said here. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Amen. Most gladly, I therefore will I rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Hallelujah. Friday afternoon, while I was making my prayer, preparing for night vigil, I was telling Christ, I said, Daddy, you are my father. I am a child. Papa, give me your strength and take my weakness. I conquer this weakness. Give me your strength and take my weakness, because I am a child. I pray that type of prayer. Amen. I said, Daddy, give me your strength and take my weakness. Hallelujah. The Bible says he carried the feeble ones upon his shoulder. Because the target of the enemy is the feeble ones. So you must be strong. Amen. Because we cannot finish the program and there is not noticeable change in the church in general. What is the evidence or the purpose of the Holy Ghost baptism every year? What then is the purpose of the Holy Ghost baptism every year? If after every year we organize Holy Ghost baptism and carnality is getting sweeping up, eating us to the neck. What is evidence? Amen. If we are not yet be able to display the fruit of the Spirit, how then can we go to the step into perfection? 2 Peter chapter 1. How can we get there? Amen. If we are not be able to display the fruit of the Spirit, how then can we go to 2 Peter chapter 4? From verse 4, sorry. Amen. I want to read it quickly. That is my last scripture. Hallelujah. Because there had to be a display of the fruit of the Spirit. It had to be there before we can begin to talk on spirit, the step into perfection. Amen. Whereby are given unto us a exceeding great and precious promises, that by this ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence out of your faith, what? And to virtue, what? And to knowledge, to temperance, to patience, to godliness, to better kindness. Everybody were not reading it. Everybody were not saying it. Everybody were not saying it. Some people were already cut off. They were cut off. When you receive the Holy Ghost and have displayed the nice fruit of the Spirit, you still have another 7 steps. We still have another 7 steps. Faith. Oh, sorry. Virtue. Knowledge. Call out for me. Temperance. Faith. Patience. Godliness. Brotherly kindness. Charity. Charity. At this point, fornication had disappeared. At this point, hatred had disappeared. It could be there, but it would be very, very scarce. You'll be looking for it. It could be there, but it would be very, very scarce. You'll be looking for it. Love! My house will be this. Go, go, go. It won't ask me to love you. You that is here, you cannot but love me. In fact, you have no choice. Because it has become your nature. It has become your nature. Brethren, this is the only the point where we can see you in the rapture. This is the position where we can manifest as sons of God. This is the position before I speak, things begin to happen. We must get there if we are truly a heavenly candidate. We must get here. It is a must. It is a must. Pastor Thomas, it is a must. You must get here. You cannot help it. It cannot purchase. It is not -1. It is not 99.5, 99.75. No, it must be 100 at the position. Certainty. Because when Abraham called it the stature of a perfect man. I said at this point, flesh had been defeated. Amen. At this position, carnality had been totally defeated. He had been conquered. Then you can say, I am overcomer. I am a conqueror. And brethren, we must get there. It is a must. It is a must. It is not -1. It is not I have charity. It is not I have gentleness or I have faith. You must get in, brother. Amen? Because Bible call it the divine nature. The divine nature is not half. It must be total and complete. Amen. Therefore, what we are saying is a serious business. And the Lord will help us. Therefore, brethren, that is why God wants us to get there. That is why He came down and gave us a measure of Himself in our soul. To defeat the Amalekite. To overcome the Amalekite. Because Israel overcome them. I opened the internet yesterday. I was searching for their history. The remaining Bible say the little number of Amalekite that escaped. In the later years, the tribe of Simeon, the Simeonite, were the ones that finished them completely and occupied their land. Because God said, I will blot out their remembrance on the face of the earth. That we also will most totally bring the flesh under total and complete subjection. Our Amalekite today must be brought under total and complete subjection. Then we can say we are an overcomer and a conqueror. Let's bow our head. Lay back our head. Lay back our head and talk to God. See me through, Lord Jesus. See me through. See me through. See me through, Lord Jesus. See me through.
There is a race, there is a race.
I must run.
Oh,
there is a victory to be won.
Give me power,
give me power. Every hour, oh.
Lord Jesus,
see me through.
See me through.
See me through.
Lord Jesus,
see me through.
There is a race.
There is a race.
Save me.
This business is a serious business. Don't play religion. Don't play religion. We must overcome. You know the truth. Every one of us here, you have one weakness or the other. You cannot deny it. Every one of us here, you have one weakness or the other. You cannot deny it. Nobody says something. But we must overcome. We must overcome. If you are sincere to yourself, you know that every one of us here, we have one weakness or the other. No one here is perfect. So pray. For you are receiving power to overcome it. You are receiving power to overcome it. So pray.
I shall see my
Let us pray. And so our Heavenly Father and our God, the sower as always has sown for the seed. And Lord, we believe that the seed has fallen the fertile ground of our heart. Lord, you are the good husbandman. Papa, water this seed, oh God, that he may produce Christ in our soul, in the name of Jesus Christ. Everlasting God, in your word, you declare us an overcomers. Papa, let the power from within, let the divine power give it us, oh God. Help us, Papa, to accomplish this, oh God, and excel in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father, you said in your word that which is impossible with men is possible with God. Papa, we are trusting in you. Lord, we are trusting in you, oh God. We don't want to run this race in vain. We don't want to look for one another that day and we cannot find him. Therefore, Daddy, give us the inner strength. Take our weaknesses, oh God, and give us your strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, take away our weaknesses and give us your strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you tell Apostle Paul that your grace is sufficient unto us, that your strength is made manifest in weaknesses. Daddy, let it be our portion as we appropriate that scripture to ourselves this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, you require us to bring forth fruit. Daddy, and you said again that we cannot do it without you. Now, therefore, Papa, we surrender to you. Father, we surrender to you. Lord, we surrender to you. Take over. Take possession. Take command. Take out of control, Papa. Do it your own way as we yield ourselves willingly unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. We desire, oh Lord, to be better children of God. Daddy, let the world have a weakness. And you see how some people here in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. Let your word that I go for, Papa, let it not turn back unto you void. But may you accomplish your purpose in our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting God. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Come here to the Lord Jesus. Bring out your Sunday offering. We are going to anoint everybody, and today is the last Sunday. Amen. Whatever that was difficult in the course of the month of June, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it shall not flow to the month of July, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So bring out a thanksgiving offering to the Lord for the word you have received. If you have received His word, bring an offering worthy of our God. All the minister and master will anoint the people. But this is not this anointing.